Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast and Radio MD iHeart, or wherever you're listening. Thank you very much for doing that. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. What do you think about them banning my black coffee in the exam rooms? I use black coffee to think about things. It's kind of the pause that lets me think about things about what the patient is saying so I can be more direct. Has there ever been an infection, I wonder, caused by black coffee in an exam room? And the answer is, if there is, no one has ever written about it. There's not one case report of it. So why is it banned? Is this a regulation? Well, maybe if there were cream and sugar in it, and maybe they're worried about that, but there's not. And coffee is good for you. That's another one of the Roizen Rule for Younger You stories of the week, that coffee helps prevent dementia. That's the story. Yeah, we don't have quite as much data on tea, but 4 cups of coffee, a 30% decrease in all-cause dementia, that is dementia from any cause, is what the record. So 4 cups of coffee a day, pretty easy way of preventing that long-term problem. And yeah, if you're in my exam room as a patient, I'm going to try and sneak some black coffee in, and I hope you do too. We are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum, Trubiotics, and Dye Rescue, as well as longevityplaybook.com. Go to those two websites, longevityplaybook.com, free newsletter, and lifesfirstnaturals.com, where you can see the randomized double-blind controlled trials on their preparations. Speaking of preparations, a new drug class. That is a class of drugs that blocks the LPA, blocks the production of lipoprotein A. Now, what is lipoprotein A? It is kind of an adhesive that is a protein that takes your LDL cholesterol and puts it into your arteries and puts it on your aortic valve. So it's a leading cause of cardiovascular disease. 20% of Americans have it, and it's a major cause of aortic valve disease. That is disease of the valve between your left ventricle that pumps blood to the rest of your body, and the heart. It's the valve that prevents backflow into the heart. But when it gets stenotic, when it gets too tight, it makes the heart work harder, and that can cause heart failure and a number of other problems, including heart attacks and even strokes. This drug is in the class that blocks the synthesis of it. How well does it do it? Well, in this phase 2 study, it blocked 90% of the oxidation of phospholipids, which is what is attached to it. Huge decrease, 90%+. And it lasted for 48 weeks in this study. So one of the good things. So Roizen Rule for Younger You, get your LDL cholesterol under control, get your lipoprotein A measured. If it's high, get your LDL cholesterol below 50 until one of these new classes of drugs, the mRNA inhibitors, that is, it inhibits the production of the lipoprotein A. So do get that under control. The second story I wanted to cover this week is that even in elderly, over the age of 70, a blood pressure of 120 systolic, that's when the heart is squeezing, that's the higher number, was better than 140 in the outcomes of the blood pressure intervention trial. That's as long as your low number didn't go below 50. So again, advancing the number from an aim of 135 or less to now an aim of 120. 20 or less. By the way, today I heard a story that the Veterans Administration might have their research closed. Who did all the research initially showing that blood pressure control was important? Who has done it on blood pressure control and strokes? Where have a lot of the studies been that have shown that getting in shape before an operation gets you to return to normal and cuts down on your disability and risk of the operation? Who has done most of the studies in urology? Really great academic studies that have changed the course of therapy. It's the VA. How can they cut it? This is a terrible shame. Don't let them cut healthcare or research care in the VA. The VA has large populations. Remember, veterans already volunteered to help the country once. Now they're volunteering to help all of us get healthy. And there are many female veterans now. So those studies are just going to be starting in women too with the VA. To cut out research at the VA is a horrible, horrible event. This is what I consider disgrace that is now happening because of DOGE and whoever leads DOGE or directs DOGE. The VA isn't the only people that have seen a problem with their research budgets. All of science has. It's almost like we're going backward in time from a scientific validity standpoint. So you'll want to turn, this is 1236A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you, but you'll want to listen to 1236B, which is a biostatistician researcher from Harvard who will explain a lot of what goes on in research. Wei Wang is a PhD at Brigham and Women's at Harvard and is the guest on 1236B. You'll want to listen to that as she really amply describes the importance of what she does as a biostatistician in research. And without funding for the VA and funding for NIH, such research and progress wouldn't occur. The drug companies aren't interested in getting accurate data out and advertising it. Look what Pfizer did. We went over that study that Pfizer did, their drug for COVID, Paxlovid. You know, it says, if you've got COVID, Paxlovid. Well, in their own study, it didn't decrease hospitalizations. It didn't decrease ICU hospitalizations. It didn't decrease deaths. It didn't decrease the time you suffer from COVID. It's a drug sponsored by a drug company, not accurately done with NIH or the VA looking and examining, is there a risk and benefit, and is the risk greater than the benefit? And the answer in my mind, and this is my own opinion, is yeah. But that's what happens when we cut out research at the VA or at NIH. And yes, from 22 to 23, there was a great decrease in drug overdose deaths in the United States. On an age-adjusted basis, it was 4%. Now, that's not much. On 100,000 lives, it's 4,000 lives saved. But that's the second decrease in a row. And we're now down to 86,000 people age-adjusted dying from drug overdoses. A substantial improvement. We got a long way to go. New York State is doing one of those things. The Attorney General is suing the vape companies for puff. You know, they come out with these crazy names that appeal to people and make it sound like nicotine and e-cigarettes are healthy. They aren't. They create more particulates. They create more inflammation in your body. What is the company doing? Well, they already have an agreement not to market to youth. But what do they call it? Strawberry donut. Tropical rainbow blast. And use bright packaging and social media influences that appeal to teens. Well, I'm glad Letitia James is suing the e-cigarette companies on this. E-cigarettes are less likely in the most recent studies to result in a decrease in smoking compared to even going cold turkey for people who want to quit cigarettes and smoking. And they increase the heavy metals. They increase the particulates for everyone else in the room. And they increase the inflammation in that person. In the Berkeley studies, they increased the particulates in the room eightfold greater than just old regular old cigarettes. Those are the key stories this week. So, gateway drug of e-cigarettes, glad that it's being banned. I'm glad that drug overdose deaths are down, thanks partially at least to the settlement money that the attorney generals of all the states negotiated with the pharma companies and distributors of opiates. Blood pressure target down. Remember, the VA research group instrumental in doing this. And new drug class that inhibits one of the major causes of cardiovascular disease, dementia, and need for surgery on the aortic valve, lipoprotein A, new class of drugs looking very promising. And those are the key stories of the week. Remember, tune in for the B segment of 1236 to hear more about what really a statistician does and why they're so important in our research enterprise and why we're going to lose them if we lose funding for the research in the VA and through NIH. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast, 1236A, the A's, the latest medical news of the week, what it means to you, brought to you as usual by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Bovine Colostrum, Truebiotics, and Dye Rescue. Important if you're going on one of the GLP or GIP drugs to decrease the side effects in the time when you change doses. And LongevityPlaybook.com. LongevityPlaybook.com. Go there and sign up for the free newsletter. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you downloaded us from Radio MD or at least iHeart. Thanks very much for doing so. Wherever you downloaded us from, go to the Radio MD site, radiomd.com, and you'll see a whole bunch of really excellent podcasts. But don't start listening to this one. We need you. 50,000 of you. We can't be wrong. Thanks again.